We're joined by head coach Taryn Douglas over at Tri-County, looking at holiday hoops, looking at the general schedule here. It's going to be a busy week for the Tri-County boys. They have a trip to St. Joe Christian tonight. We do have, I don't know if it's late breaking news, but we can toss some news in on that for tonight here in a little bit. Thursday, East Harrison will be at Tri-County. And Saturday, Tri-County is going to start holiday hoops. The girls play Brashear at 11, boys play Brashear at 12:30. That will start a six game slate of games on Saturday from the Ketchum Community Center. Coach Douglas, how are you doing today?
I am good, Tom. How about you?
Not too bad. I saw Mercer at Milan last week and going back to Milan tonight for the Polo Milan games, but the Mercer boys had a huge victory. I thought it was a breakthrough victory for them winning at Milan. So you went up there on Friday. I'm sure you ran into a Mercer team with a little bit of momentum behind them.
Yeah. They played a pretty good game. We had a hard time, obviously, stopping Tyler, which I was expecting that. But we kept it a 10-point game or closer until the end of the third quarter, and then they broke away and ended up winning by, like, I think it was 17. But, yeah, they're not too bad. They're pretty salty. I was also surprised about the Milan score, but they're a good group. I mean, they've got several kids that you've got to make sure you pay attention to, and they're doing a good job building a team around Tyler.
Yeah, scoring-wise, it was, you know, Tyler would get at least half of their points, if not more, the last couple of years. Now, I was talking with Coach about this yesterday, and I think Brendan Wolf had I don't know if I'd describe it as a big game, but he had a solid game against Milan, and you know, he had a good game against you, and they're just kind of adding pieces around Tyler.
Oh, yes, 100%. Yeah, we had to box in one Tyler in the second half, and we did a good job with that. I think he only scored like 6 points, and that was on transition buckets. So, I mean, I was very happy with that. But, yeah, we had a hard time controlling the Wolf kid because he definitely helped. So, yeah, that made a big difference for us.
What were things that you felt like you did positively up at Mercer, Coach?
I think we're starting to kind of figure out our offensive roles better, and I thought we did a better job with that. But we're still struggling with turnovers. But, I mean, that's going to come with the experience, I feel like. But there's a lot of things. I think we do a pretty good job with our scouting report for the most part. Tyler Meineke is always going to be a tough person to match up with one-on-one unless you just have somebody that athletically and, you know, physically matches up with him. And we don't really have anybody that does that, you know, fits that role. So I knew we were going to struggle with that, but we do a pretty good job with our scouting reports. I think, like, you know, covering out-of-bounds plays, you know, no easy buckets. We're slowly starting to figure it out. So, I mean, there's some good things, but there's still some things that, you know, just really are kicking us in the butt sometimes.
So the news that you shared with me for the trip over to St. Joe Christian tonight is, and yeah, we were saying that, I looked at the matchup yesterday and I said, oh, boy, you know, for the Tri-County girls, I know how good St. Joe Christian is. You said that there's some sickness and things. We don't want anything like that. But there's not a girls' game tonight. It's a boys' game only over at Christian, right?
Yes, correct.
7:30 still, or are you moving it up?
Nope, it's at 5:30.
5:30, okay. I was mentioning how good you know, the St. Joe Christian girls are. Their boys, I saw them at the Gilman tournament. I'm sure you did last year too, and I know they probably graduated some kids, but their boys were not bad. They're a pretty good boys team.
Oh yeah, they're a pretty good boys team. I haven't got to watch a whole lot of film. I watched a little bit yesterday, and I'm watching more today. But I mean, yeah, they look like they're a pretty athletic bunch. But and they kind of remind me a little bit of Hardin Central, and they kind of seem to live and die off of their pressure, their full court pressure, and then their trapping and their 1-3-1. So, I mean, I'll be curious to see how we handle that because we haven't done too bad of a job of handling press. It's just our decisions we make after we have broken the press. So I'm curious to see how we match up with them tonight. But, yeah, they're a pretty good bunch.
You know, it looked like Pattonsburg was kind of a rough night. Hardin Central, you lost by 18. It's pretty good. Hardin Central team, you obviously lost by Mercer by 17. Do you kind of feel like, Coach, that especially in the Hardin Central and the Mercer games, outside of Breckenridge where you won, are those kind of the two games where you saw the most progress for the boys?
Yeah, absolutely. And every game that we've played, minus the North Missouri Knights, it's been a 10-point or less ball game until about the third quarter. Second half, we're kind of struggling, like, continuously scoring. And I think that comes with our roles, and it's like, hey, like, we got to keep playing. Like, you are the ones that we rely on. So, you know, we're just struggling to consistently score through four quarters. And then, you know, we got to keep playing defensively on that side of the ball too, and rebounding and things. And like I said, we've been keeping it a 10-point ball game for the most part, but then it's in the second half. We get about halfway through the third or to the beginning of the fourth, and, you know, we just kind of lose all of our momentum and they kind of pull away. So, I mean, I'm seeing the growth, definitely. And like I've told you, we are young. But, yeah, there's definitely a lot of room for improvement. But I'm proud of the boys. They keep fighting, and I feel like they're learning things every day in practice, and they come and work hard every day. So I think it's going to be a gradual process through the season.
I'm looking at Thursday, Coach. You know, East Harrison looks like they're rebuilding a little bit, but that being said, they lost four really lopsided games, and I think last night they lost by six against Union Stars, so they're much more competitive. I'm sure they're going to feel a little bit better about that, but I'm also looking at it from your perspective and your team's perspective, going, can Tri-County on their home floor on Thursday come out and take care of business against East Harrison and not worry about the record and, you know, the resume, and they're struggling a little bit, and just take care of business?
Oh, I definitely think we can. I think it's going to be good for us. It'll give us an opportunity to work on a lot of things, and it'll just be good to, you know, a good competition for us. But honestly, I'm very excited about the next like three or four ball games we have, because all of them should be fairly competitive for us. We got to go to Norburn after we go and play Brashear on Saturday. We go to Norburn next Tuesday, and I mean that'll be a good game for us. And then Albany, they'll also be a good matchup. So these games that we have coming up for us are going to be really good, I feel like, competitive games, as long as we show up to play. So, yeah, I'm excited about the next four or five games we've got.
I know I can take it for granted because I've done so many games from that facility over the years, but for high school boys, how excited do they get to play at the Ketchum Community Center and at Holiday Hoops on Saturday?
Oh, it's definitely it's an awe thing for them, which, I mean, it's not a big deal for me just because I have played there and playing college. It's just, you know, to me, it's another gym, but it is a very nice facility, and it's definitely going to be different for them because it's just a different background from shooting. Like, that's a totally different, you know, perspective whenever you're on the floor and the backdrop's different. But yeah, they always like going over there just because the court just is so much bigger for them, and it's just a big, you know, it's a very nice facility, and there's a lot of different people that come besides just our regular spectators. So, yeah, they're always excited about that.
Yeah, and your point about playing Brashear, they're pretty good. They're 4-2. I'm looking at their schedule here. I don't know if they have that one win where I look at it and go, wow, that's, you know, that's an outstanding win for Brashear. But it certainly looks like they're the sort of team that if you want to, you know, be in that game against Brashear and have a chance to win, you're going to have to play well Saturday.
Yeah, totally. I agree. Yeah, they're 4-2, and I haven't got to, that's too far ahead for me to get to any film watched on them yet, but I think they will be a good bunch. It'd be good for us to be really competitive with them. So, you know, depending on how we play, keep telling the boys, you know, we get some things cleaned up. There's going to be a ball game we have where we're going to get everything cleaned up. It's just going to work out well for us, and we're going to surprise some people. And then I told them, you know, once we see that for ourselves and see what that looks like, then there won't be any turning back. Like, we'll have those higher expectations, and we know what to expect, and, you know what we're capable of. So, I mean, I feel like that could probably come at any time.
Long trip for the Mustangs tonight. They head over to St. Joe to take on the Christian Lions. Coach, safe travels over to St. Joe, and good luck tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.